This photo was directly inspired by my friend Julie, and I've got a link to her blog on my blog, if you go back and click there. Julie recently, maybe a month ago, she posted a photo of a flower on her blog, and maybe it was a daisy, I don't know, but it was stark white. It had these white petals and a yellow center, and it was against this dark background. She may have edited it a bit in post, I'm not sure, but it was this really cool image of this flower really standing out from the background. I thought it was a great way to present the image of a flower. So I thought I would try it myself. And I had a 5-minute break the other day at work. And so I went out and grabbed my camera, went out and tried to replicate my spin on, well, I tried to replicate Julie's photo, but put my own kind of personal spin on it. I didn't want to do what she did exactly, but I was inspired by it to try something similar. So I took my camera out and I was looking for a few shots. It was super bright out. I think it was like 1 p.m, so the sun was really coming down. It was like 90 degrees out. Everything was so bright that a white flower like this was totally washed out by the sun. But I found this particular one in the shade. This is a flower on a tree. Again, I don't know anything about horticulture or agronomy. I just know that it's a cool-looking flower on a tree. So whatever this is, it's a flower on a tree, but it's down on the lower portion. It was maybe a foot or two off the ground, so it's all shaded. So you still got light overall, like it wasn't at night. So there was light, but it was shade, so it wasn't direct light. And it made for a cool picture. I took this at f1.8, and I'm down on the ground, and I'm like kneeling down, firing off a whole bunch of shots because it was windy and trying to get one that was where the flower was right in the center, and you could clearly see the white petals and the colored center, and I thought that was a really cool way to try taking a shot. So I took several at f1.8. My goal was to get a nice blurry background, which you can see I've accomplished. There's lots of nice blurry bokeh in the background, as well as I wanted to get a super sharp center on the flower. In that regard, f1.8 was probably a mistake. I should have stopped down a little bit because the center of the flower is nice and sharp, but the edges of the petals, which are physically closer to the camera, are blurry, and it's a bit distracting. I don't really like it. It's just too much. I think I need to take my own advice, and I often say that you should keep f1.8 in your back pocket just in case you need it, but only use it when it's really necessary. And I really need to do that more often because I should have just shot this at f2.8 or something like that to get a little more sharpness on the flower overall, as well as a nice blurry background. So I could have gotten both, but it is what it is. I like it. I think it's fine. I actually think it's kind of cool how the center of the flower is in focus. The edges are not, which I'm not super happy about, but whatever. But you got those leaves behind it that are in focus right on the edge of the flower. So overall, I think there's some things I would change about this if I were to redo it, and maybe I will try redoing it someday. But it was it's a nice photo. I'm happy with it, and it was a learning experience, so everybody wins. Part of me thinks that flower pictures are a bit cliche, but this is actually the second flower photo that I posted recently. And I'm trying to come to grips with this because last week, I said in this audio podcast, I said, go out and take pictures of whatever you like. Don't worry about what anyone else says. And I think I need to do that more often. Sometimes I see a photographic opportunity, a flower or a building or a person or something, and I think, oh, that's overdone. I don't want to go there because surely someone else has already taken a photo of that flower or building or person. So what could I possibly have to add to the collective human knowledge about art and photography if I took yet another photo of the same old thing? Well, maybe it's overdone, but maybe not. The thing is, other people might have taken shots of that flower, building, person, whatever, but I haven't. So why not go out and take a picture, but put my own spin on it? If nothing else, I'll at least have that experience that other people thought was worth having, so now I'll have it. And it's important not to worry so much about what other people think anyway. Just because there's already 1,000 pictures of a flower or a fountain or whatever it is you're taking a picture of doesn't mean that it's any less valuable if I go out and take a picture of it. Why not? So the lesson here, which is one that I need to take to heart, is don't worry about what other people might think or say. Just take the pictures that you want. Even if you think it might be a little overdone, it's still new to you. So have that experience. Go for it. Also, as a side note, it's fun to get inspiration from other photographers, like my friend Julie, and others that you might find out there online. It's cool to look at what they've done and try and put your own spin on that as well.